statewide route. KCAA, can you see FA11?
W8RCY. W8VD. KCAKJO. This is 6WY, November 6, Whiskey Yankee. And 6WY on statewide 1.
KF8FTS, testing. This is a test. KF8FTS. KF8FTS, asking for a signal report.
KF8FTS, this is NACAF. You're coming through loud and clear. Everything's working just fine on your end.
Roger that. Thank you very much. Working from inside the vehicle with an HD with a quarter wave top-loaded antenna on my DM32. That's amazing. That's absolutely amazing. Tell me your call again.
Number 8, Charlie Alpha Foxtrot. We've spoken before. I'm the guy who wrote the code plug you're using.
QBSWR.
Yeah, I had a rather short memory. I remember talking, I remember your voice, but I'm still having a hard time remembering call signs. So could you say it one more time and there's somebody else breaking in?
That's just it's trying to break in there. My call sign is, again, November 8th. Charlie Alpha Foxtrot. And after that, go ahead, Jeff. It's your turn.
Thank you. Steve, I was looking on the Seabridge earlier, and you were trying some different talk groups on repeater here. I don't know if anybody told you or not, but there's only a handful that we carry, and you can find out what them are at mi5.cc. Looks like you're trying to get your radio program, so a lot of new people don't know that, so I try to pass the website on whenever I see that so people can have the right information. Go ahead, Dave.
November 8th, Charlie Alpha Foxtrot. Thank you very much, and I do remember our conversation, and we were going to try to meet at this next meeting. Unfortunately, I'll be out of town for the July meeting, so... once again, thank you very much for the thank you for the signal report. KF8FTS monitoring.
Dave, did you copy what I said there? KF8FTS, KVSWR.
I did not copy. Say again.
I was looking back on the Seabridge last heard. List there, and I see you're carrying some different talk groups. I don't know if anybody told you or not, but we only carry a handful of talk groups, and you can get them at mi5.cc. We're not Brandmeister, so we don't carry all the extra talk groups. Just 51 and 52 mainly. Statewide 1, statewide 2, time slot 1, time slot 2, respectively. So looks like you're trying to get your radio program, and I try to pass the information on to, you know, anybody new in the DMR trying to get their stuff programmed. It's a lot easier to see it on the website and be able to put it in your radio. Over.
Oh, roger that. Yeah, I was programming my Anytone last night, and I put out a test call a couple times. Is that what it shows from yesterday evening?
Yeah, it was July 8th at 22:22, so, yeah, last evening.
Okay, roger that. I was unaware. I will go ahead, because I programmed a half dozen frequencies, but I guess I need those more on the in the mobile than I do in at the base. So I'll get on the get those other ones programmed in. And I guess all I really need is the Mark Corman says, I live in Utica. KF8FTS, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Well, I try to tell people to put them all the frequencies in so you have them. You never know when, you're going to be traveling. We reuse frequencies, so once you get the 16 frequencies in, you'll have them all in there. And it doesn't matter really what the display says as long as it works. You could be on the Detroit, could say Detroit on your radio, and you could be in Sault Ste. Marie, and you'd be able to use the repeater up there, so just good to have. What I tend to do is I tend to make one and I know that it works, and then I just copy and paste and change the frequency in the alpha tag, and you're good to go. Sometimes it makes it easier to do it that way. Good luck. Welcome to DMR. Kiwi to Stutter.
Thank you much. I appreciate that, and we'll look forward to hearing you again.
KMP, RTS.
We'll be monitoring.
All that, gentlemen, I'm going to let you both go and say 73 to you both. Take care out there, Jeff and Dave. Yeah, don't see you at next week's meeting, then I'll see you the next month. Not a problem. You guys take care and have a good one. November 8, Charlie Alpha Foxtrot. Clear.
Yeah, 73, thanks for letting me jump in. Jamie is up there.
AF8FCS calling at 8. WRO. KF8FGS. N8WRO. KF8FTS. Monitoring from the mobile. KF8FGS. GS. KF.
That's my monitor. I'm on an HT on the Detroit Tower on I-94 eastbound. Thunder.
All right. Thanks, Cujo. I appreciate it. I was actually was surprised from this HT. It worked from inside my truck, running off the Mount Clemens repeater on the way up here this morning, Family City. So I appreciate that, and you're coming through 5-9 for sure. This is KF8FGS. We're clear.
All right, Dave. Have a good one. 73, KCKJO.
KF8FGS calling a CQ. KF8FGS calling a CQ for a test. KF8FGS, calling for a test. KF8FGS, looking for a signal report.
Hey, David, N8WRO, Tim. Sounding good, 114, 116. Looks like you're on the burn side.
Yeah, roger that. I'm sitting on the back porch off of Hunters Creek Road in Emily City, sitting at one of my friends' home. We just did some work on their well pump system. And just trying with this HT, like we were yesterday down in when I was visiting with my dad. Well, thank you very much. I'm glad to know this thing works so well. I'll try not to annoy everyone, but I do need some further education. I did speak with Charlie Alpha X-ray or Charlie Alpha Zulu, the guy that made this cold plug for the DM32. And hopefully I can catch up with him, not at this month's meeting, but at next, for a little tutoring. KF8FGS, back to you.
Yeah, David, that'd be Cliff, Unit 26, November 8. I remember him by Canadian Air Force, NACAF. He's occasionally out here, too. And if he's not here, he's usually on UHF, FBI.
Yeah, I talked to Cliff earlier today. I talked to him Monday. I was coming back from Attica around Rochester Road, and he explained to me a number of things. And had a good QSO. And just digital is just phenomenal now that I've done it a couple of times.
It's really cool. Well, thank you very much. And you said you were going to send me a link or something to a website that I could look all this stuff up. Did you send that to Discord or to my standard email?
I can do either. I don't think I sent you the link. It's a real shortcut link. It's mi5.charlie.cc. But I can go ahead and email that to you. And also emailed you a copy of that duplicate task book. Actually, I did send it by Discord. I'm not 100% sure. Are you on Discord?
I am on Discord, but I don't go on much. And every time I go back on, I'm more confused than the last time. If you could send it to my standard email, that'd be great.
Yeah, NAWRO, no problem, David. Copy that. I'll do the website link for the DMR and just a copy of that of your new task book. Well, I just did the level one, but the bottom line is in August when you come, I'll bring your task book. And what do you got left to do? I think you said 200, right?
I all of a sudden got really busy. I'm sorry, Tim. I'll have to. I'll get back with you in a little while. I'll look on the website when after I get the link, and I'll take a look at the workbook. And because I know I did the radio programming and connecting to a repeater and a couple other things, I really appreciate it. KF8FGS. I'll have to say 73, and I'll call you later. Thank you.
No worries. NAWRO clear.
I saw you on the dashboard, Eric.
KKKGO.
You're everywhere. I just heard you on P25.
Yeah, I told my call out on all the radios and see which one answers back, and today DMR wins. Well, TJ was on UHF as well, but the Huawei jumped up to P25, so I told TJ to jump over there. Try getting John and Tim over on P25. I don't know if they heard me or not.
Yeah, I heard you on doing that. Yeah, I usually have a scanner scanning. I don't always have my P25 radio with me, though. It needs to be charged again. I always, like, use it for a week, and then it gets put on the charger, and then I forget about it. But I heard you guys on the scanner. But I also saw Eric key up there. I don't know if he was just testing his radio, though.
Oh, he might be out there somewhere. Sitting on his balcony, enjoying this, you know, sticky heat.
Yeah, I'll probably go out there at about 8. Hoping the weather cools down. Heard myself on the other radio. Am I loud?
No, you sound fine. I hear your radio in the background. That's about it.
All right, yeah. Probably around 8 o'clock, I'll take the dog for a walk. It's too hot right now. But, yeah, it was like 8, I don't know what it got up to, but I know it was 88 earlier when I was out doing errands.
Got up to 92 from what my truck showed, and sticky and humid. And then when I came out, I wasn't St. Clair Shores, when I came outside, it was sprinkling, and now it's dry as a bone, so that was short-lived.
Yeah, I could use a little bit more rain, but my yard's been just staying damp. So, you know, since we had that big rain like last week, it still hasn't really fully, dried out yet. I think it's just because of the soil. The soil's clay, and it likes to be like a sponge. It'll hold on to the water, and then it will release it.
Yeah, the clay doesn't allow the water to drain all the way into the ground, so it's... The water sits on top of the clay, which then keeps the soil moist, which then keeps the grass nice and green. I mean, that's kind of like a benefit of it, but then when you want to dig, and you got to go through a big clay layer before you get down to, you know, better ground. That's pretty much how they do the HOA. They just dump dirt there and just roll it over with a steam roller.
Yeah, now I've got, there must have been old trees where my lot is, because I get all these white, different mushrooms. You know, first they were like orange mushrooms, now they're white mushrooms. growing psychedelics, I guess, in my yard.
Yeah, no wonder all the raccoons hang out in your yard.
Yeah, I haven't been watering the grass just because it's just been staying moist. I figure if there's mushrooms growing, that means there's moisture there.
don't need to add more water.
Absolutely not. Why waste the water in your sprinkler system? If there's shrooms growing, then there's moisture. Unlike mine, where my wife likes to keep it turf short, but then it burns. So I raise a lot more. I have to cut the grass, and we need more rain because it's kind of great now.
Yep, there's. All right, I won't hold the talk group for now. I'll maybe there's somebody else out there who wants to chat with you. I'm going to go find something to eat. It's that time of the evening. So I'll say 73 for now, and good safe journeys if you're going home. Hopefully you're going home. Back to you for your final, and I'll say 73. Okay, say yes.
Well, I have to stop off at Kroger and get Parmesan cheese for the spaghetti that my wife made and Cascade so I can do the dishes afterwards. So, all right, take it easy. I'm almost there. We'll talk later. Got the net tonight at 7 o'clock on 47.2. 73, KDCK Joe.
W8BD, 123 test. KATIY Mobile, State Line 1.
KFA does testing.
KATIY, KCMYVF. KATIY, this is KCMYVF, Ron in Saginaw. Well, good evening, Ron. This is KATIY, Gordon, currently North Muskegon, Mobile. How's your Thursday evening going?
Yeah, it's going good. I'm just trying to get a different radio to work. This is my old Kytera MV380 handy talkie, and it works. When I was at Dayton this year, I picked up a UV380, and I can't seem to get it to work. I basically copied all of the settings out of this 380 to the UV, and it seems to transmit, at least I get, it seems to connect to my local repeater, but I was just looking at the last heard off in the Central Michigan Emergency Network page, and it doesn't show up, and I get no incoming audio, so I have got something wrong in the program. I just don't know what at the moment.
Well, that is a curious problem. I can't say I've ever used a Hytera radio before, but if you're getting into your local, is your local repeater an FM then or a digital? Usually with DMR, it's going to be your color code and your time slot are the only two things that can mess you up. But maybe the UV380's got another box that needs to be ticked or unticked that wasn't there on the older version. Hard to say.
Yeah, that's probably the case. Like I said, the only thing you really need in there is the transmit and the receive frequency and make sure you got the right color code and time slot. And I'm connecting to the local repeater, at least on this. It's a digital repeater part of the MI5 system. And the old radio connects. I've had this for a number of years, but I wanted to donate this to a county installation so we have a DMR there in our communications trailer, and then I bought a replacement for me. But like I said, right now, it sounds like it keys up because I hear it appear to key up the local digital repeater, but like I said, it doesn't show up on the last heard, so it's obviously not transmitting what it's supposed to be transmitting. So, yeah, I've got a box checked, a run checked, that should or shouldn't be, I guess, and not doing what it's supposed to be. But I've got to work on it some more and see if I can get it figured out.
Well, that's part of the fun of amateur radio is learning how to use new gear and troubleshooting. If it all worked perfectly the first time we went to play with it, we wouldn't have any fun. All we have to do is talk and There wouldn't be any buttons or hidden settings in some new menu somewhere to worry about.
Yeah, that's the case. Like I said, I got a code plug for this radio from somebody else, and then I went through and modified things and that. So I have a general understanding. I haven't programmed a lot of them. I've done one other radio for a friend, and that worked with no problem, but except just trying to take the same settings from from the MV380, which is just a UHF version, to the dual band, and just using the UHF side of it. Yeah, there's a few extra check boxes in that version of the software that is not in the older radio. So yeah, I'm missing something in there. So when I get a chance to sit down and for a few hours, well, we'll get it figured out. Same thing for friend of mine bought one of the Radio Oddity GD8800s VMRs, and he also bought a mobile version, and he's got the mobile version to work, and it's supposed to be the same code plug to work in the handheld, but we put it in there, and that's not working either. So, again, something's off someplace.
Well, I wonder if it's something simple like the offset. I know one of my, actually it's my Anytone, my 578, when you program in a new repeater in, not through the code plug, but on the, actually it might do it through the code plug too. You type in a frequency and it just copies the RX frequency to the TX. It doesn't put like the plus 5 megahertz on there. But I guess, you know, if you've got the code plug from somebody else and it works on their radio but not on yours, that is a bit of a puzzler. But I guess the checking the offset, RX and TX, would be another simple thing that might get overlooked because you've looked at that a million times before and you're sure it's right, but maybe it's not. Something to check out. K8DIY.
K8DIY. Yeah, we've got two of the MI5 repeaters in Saginaw County here, and normally from my location I can hit either one, but I can with this older model, which is just a 5-watt, but I, like I said, I seem to be bringing up the new model radio, I seem to be bringing up my closer repeater, but I can't bring up the other repeater, and again, yeah, I've checked the transmit sphere, can see any offset receive frequency, make sure they're at the 5, and the right color codes, but like I said, there's some little glitch, and also the Chinese radios, they've got some icons on the screen that the company doesn't put in their manual, so you're guessing at what these icons mean, and from the old radio, just the UHF version, this one icon I have on the new radio says that it's when these two lines show up that it's an analog. So I don't think it wouldn't be key enough to repeat. Obviously, it's not. So there's something that even though I have it set for digital, the radio might be an analog, and that definitely wouldn't work. So we'll get to figure it out at some point. I just figured I'd try the old radio, make sure that was showing up on the last heard list from their website. And it is, and I didn't see the other radio. When I keyed that one up, I didn't see it show up on the list, so obviously it's not getting into the local repeater. So, well, I'm going to let you go. I got to get up and go to work early in the morning, so I was just reading some more information and grabbed this radio to see if it was still working, and it is. So thanks for the comeback. Hopefully the weather is good on your side of the state. We had a little bit of rain over here, not much, but we could use a little bit more.
Oh, you know, that's a popular thing to say when it rains is we need the rain or we could use some rain. And I really wish, at least here in northwest Michigan, that folks stopped saying that for a little while. We picked up over an inch and a half of rain, overnight. The ground is just saturated. Trees are falling over all over the place. Roads are, I mean, it's not flooding, it's just the ground just can't hold any more water. It's draining, but it's just wet. Boy, today the humidity was oppressive, so I'd be happy if, you know, we just skip the rest of the month of July as far as rain goes, let it go somewhere else. But, good talking to you tonight, Ron. I'm sure you'll get that. Maybe it'll come to you in a dream. I got to check this box now that you've read the manual, and you'll be on that new radio tomorrow morning. So good luck, and 73 is KADIY.
We'll take what we can get. Yeah, we've had quite a bit over the last month or so, but it's a little bit here, a little bit there, with the dry days in between would help. So I'll let you go for tonight. So thanks for coming back. Make sure that this radio still works. Fills up on the system, so have a good evening. And this is Ron, KC8YVF, back over to you.
Well, good evening to you as well, and nice talking to you, KC8YVF, K8DIY. I will be clear and monitoring.